8-year-old Afghan Muhammad Umair is no ordinary little boy. He was born with a hole in his heart that prevented his blood from carrying enough oxygen. The condition stunted his growth and harmed his organs. His prognosis was dire until he met an American Army doctor in Afghanistan. Gerard Martin is co-director of Children's National Medical Center's National Heart Institute in Washington, D.C.
Muhammad's a very fortunate young man for meeting Sloan Guy and having someone really get interested in him. And I know the soldiers are very interested in trying to do something that made a difference in the community in which they were really undergoing a lot of adversity.
Muhammad was moved from his remote village in northeastern Afghanistan to the main U.S. base in Afghanistan. He became affectionately known as Blue around the base because his illness caused his lips, fingers, and toes to turn blue. Drew Kosmowski is the chief surgeon at Bagram Air Force Base.
At 8 years old, he's got a 75% mortality rate if we did nothing. And as he gets older to adulthood, he has a 95% mortality rate. And with the surgery, the expectations of survival are much greater than average, probably more in the 75% range, that he will survive the surgery and continue to do well and live a productive, healthy life.
What is that, Silas?
I am happy that I will go to America for my treatment.
But getting Muhammad and his father to the United States for the life-saving surgery was not easy. They were twice denied visas before Senate Majority Leader and heart surgeon Bill Frist intervened and made the trip possible. Muhammad and his father arrived in Washington, D.C. in May. They were greeted by doctors from Children's National Medical Center. The shy young boy from Afghanistan quickly won the hearts of his medical team as he bravely prepared for surgery. The difficult operation was successful. Doctors repaired Muhammad's heart and removed blockages in the arteries to his lungs. His skin color has improved, and he can walk more easily now. And the good news for Muhammad does not stop there. Doctors have offered to fix another problem.
If I could arrange one of the eye doctors to take a look at his eye, would the father like that?
Muhammad's father is very appreciative of all the support for his son and looks forward to enrolling him in school. As for the boy, he is happy to go home and for the first time in his life worry about nothing more than being a child. For producer Wajid Ali Syed, Jim Bertel, VOA News.